Probably the most epic battle, at least in my time covering politics here, was with Governor Andrew Cuomo, the current governor. He came in 2011. It was, you know, that some of the aftermath of the Great Recession. And he was pushing for what, like 9,800 layoffs, right? Oh. And you had a very, very bitter contract negotiation. You guys had to make some concessions, right?
Oh, we made some concessions in taking zeros because we recognized that we had a problem.
And zeros, you mean?
Contract salaries.
The wage freeze, right? Yeah.
You also have to remember that under Spitzer, who wasn't here all that long, we did get a fairly decent contract. And we were coming off that, and suddenly it was like, well, you know, you have to understand the state's in bad shape. Well, if the governor wants to talk to us as partners, and we are, we've outlived a lot of governors here. Mm-hmm. CSA's been around for 113 years now. We said to him, let's work together, because when Andrew was the attorney general, we endorsed him. Suddenly he's running for governor, and we became the enemy. And then he had Tier 6.
Yeah, the new tier with lowered benefits, right?
Lowered benefits and higher ages, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was saying to our members, somehow the reason our members, the state was in financial trouble, was our members' salaries and pensions. Our average member at the time was making something in the neighborhood of about $28,000 to $35,000 a year, averaging. Cuomo was not only wrong, he was, I don't know where he was getting his advice, but it was about as cockeyed as you could hope for at that point.
Well, at one point, I think it was a couple of years after that, you kind of famously called Cuomo a moron and a monkey in a speech that you gave right down the road from
right
where we're talking
here.
At the state capitol at a rally. And you didn't endorse him for re-election 2014, so you were pretty much at a low point with him.
Oh, twice we didn't endorse him. And what it was that day was the fact that everybody was just trying to be nice to the governor and kiss every part of his anatomy. And very honestly, the governor hadn't treated public employees well. If you remember two of his budget presentations, he thanked the first responders for the ice storms and everything else, and for the floods at Sandy and the others. He never once mentioned the public employee. Not a DPW person, not a guy plowing a road, his own workforce. You want to have the badges up there, that's fine. The first time he said to me, well, that was just a mistake, oversight. Well, you did it twice. Hmm. And at that point, wait a minute, I report to a higher authority than a governor. It's called my membership. And to them, they're out there doing the jobs every day. They're not the governor sitting in an office or a commissioner or a mayor. They're taking care of people. And when commissioners, mayors, and governors take bows, and presidents, it's because good, hard workers had done something that the public is saying thank you for.
So your relationship with Governor Cuomo today seems much better. So who changed? Did you change or did
well,
he?
Well, I think it may be a little of both of it. I think the realization that we don't want to fight with governors because we are the government. Not the governors come and go. Like I said, I've gone through five. So we know that we got to have a working relationship with governors. But by the same token, it has to be a mutual relationship. You can't suddenly think that you're going to pat us on the head and say, be nice boys and girls. We earn our salary every day.